What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. I hope everyone is having a great week. We are doing a nighttime episode of this because this was the only time I had to record. And I'm just going through a lot right now, so let's just do a quick rundown. This has been probably the most humid week since I've been in New York. It's like raining, thunderstorming, and like the most hot and humid you've ever felt. Not even the most hot, so that's the thing. It's like, you know it's gonna get worse. Literally slept with the AC on, still woke up drenched in sweat. Also, having the AC on so much is giving me like just the worst congestion and just like dry sinuses and like, just that dry air feeling. We were having issues with our apartment and the like landlord, manager, whatever. On top of all of that, after a day of just kind of being annoyed, I'm pretty sure my vlog camera has like permanently broken. So if you're watching the video of this, that's why we're doing a little photo booth moment. So we're gonna see. I mean, I've been wanting a new camera for a while, but I'm just like, why did this have to happen right now? So with all of this, I feel like all of these little problems and whatever, nothing, it's not that serious, but I feel like I've just been experiencing so many things recently that are very just being in your 20s vibes. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So I'm sure if you follow me, if you listen to this podcast, you're around my age, you know, we'd be in our 20s. And I think one of the biggest realizations I've had, not even realizations necessarily, but like experiences that I've had over the past year or so, is just realizing how much you don't know and realizing how much of yourself you still have to discover, and also just experiencing and realizing how messy life can be and feel, and accepting that, I guess, or at least, you know, if you're on your psychology like let's better ourselves vibe, it's like so much of that, or like a healing journey or whatever, so much of it is about embracing the imperfections, embracing the negative emotions, you know, reparenting yourself, being there for your inner child, etc. And that's like accepting that there's going to be bad days. That's like accepting that you're going to mess up, you're going to fuck up. Things aren't always going to go your way. You're going to be angry, you're going to be sad, you're going to be like messy as fuck. And that's just part of the human experience, and you can't run away from that. Bro, there was this meme. It was like, they should invent another way of getting out besides through. You know the saying, like, the only way out is through it, and that really applies to like overcoming shit, whether it's like something specific or just addressing your own like personal issues. You can only escape and run away from something for so long. A lot of this, I feel like, just especially since moving to New York and starting this new chapter of my life, and like just being more in my mid-20s than my early 20s, it's like I've realized how much I don't know and like how much of myself I have to know. And so I feel like that's why it's like I've been doing like less podcasts. It's like I really will have trouble trying to figure out what to talk about in a podcast, because it's like, bro, I just used to think I like knew more, or like, I don't know, I just had more to say, and now it's like I have less to say. I think I need to be a listener. Like, I mean, not that I ever thought like I had all the answers or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I'm very in a zone right now where it's like I am like learning. I was thinking about this the other day as well, especially being a perfectionist. It's like you want your, I'm just going to call it a healing journey. That's kind of, I think that's kind of annoying and like overused, but we're, for lack of a better term, we're just going to go with that. If you're a perfectionist, it's like you want your healing journey to be perfect. So then when you realize that part of healing, or like just overcoming shit, being more in touch with yourself, being there for your inner child, reparenting yourself, whatever you want to call it, when you have to accept that like part of that is not being perfect, it's kind of like, ew. Please take me back to the law of attraction. Ignorance is bliss. Like, I don't want to think any negative thoughts because I don't want more negative thoughts to manifest days, you know, because I'm kind of sick of like feeling my feelings. Like, it feels a little overwhelming sometimes. I'll say it again, like, they should invent another way of getting out than through. But, like, unfortunately, there's not. I think a lot of it is just, like, patience and acceptance. And, like, honestly, sometimes if I'm, like, I hope y'all relate to this so I don't just sound like I'm, like, I've been, like, an emotional mess lately. Because I don't really feel like I've been, like, a mess. I just think it's, like, whoa, like, I feel so, like, in my brain. Like, not that I am gaining consciousness for the first time, but it's, like, I feel like I just see everything so clearly. It's so funny. I was somewhere. I don't even remember where I was, if I was at a restaurant. And this table, it was, like, six people next to me. It was, like, very, like, the girls and the gays. They were having a whole conversation about, like, turning 24 and your brain developing, your prefrontal cortex. It was so funny because I was, like, bro, I've had this exact conversation, like, many a time. But, yeah, it's, like, it's just that feeling, like, you see everything clearly. You see yourself clearly, I guess I should say. Hopefully. I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't, it seems. I feel like also a big part of this for me has been not really wanting to be on social media as much. Like, I used to post on my story so much, like, all the time, all throughout the day. I was, like, I mean, it was never, like, so much, but even just, like, okay, I'm posting this, like, I just always wanted to take pictures and post them, and now I just don't even really care to do that. I don't know if that's, like, a good thing or a bad thing, like, if I'm just, like, overthinking things. I'm just, like, ew, like, I don't even care to post it. I just don't care, but it's just, like, that feeling of being overexposed and just having so many people, like, look at you, and, like, I don't know, I just don't really crave that. So that has also been interesting to experience, and also just balance, because again, this is my career and my job, so obviously I have to post. And like, how much of this is just naturally growing up, your prefrontal cortex developing, like your priorities kind of change? How much of this is just Instagram being cringe, period? How much of this is just like me overthinking? So that has also been interesting, because I'll still take photos, but then I'm just like, I'm not gonna post that, like, I'm just not. And I just take way less photos now. Like, I have quote unquote wasted so many, like, good looks that I could have been taking pictures or, like, videos of, and I'm just like, I don't even care. This is kind of changing subjects, kind of, like, we're kind of getting into a little bit more LOLs, but this is something that's been on my mind. So, you know, it's, like, an age-old, like, post that people make, but now I'm, like, seeing it on TikTok, like, the makeup girlies, like, doing their makeup, like, guys, if there's one piece of advice I would give you, like, it started from, like bros, like, on Twitter or, like, a Facebook post, like, don't let them see your every move, to now it's, like, I feel like it's, like, been gentrified. The makeup girlies on TikTok, if there's one piece of big sister advice I would give you, it's to not let them know your next move. Okay, genuinely, why do you guys have so many, like, quote-unquote ops? Who, like, I'm sorry, like, as an average person, no offense, like, if you work a regular job, if you're going to school, like, that's very regular, like, good for you, I'm happy for your accomplishments and your life and your goals and your plans, like, good for you, period, like, yes. But, like, what next move are you, like, hiding from people that you're like, oh my god, nobody can know about this? And also, it's like, why would you even post about that in the first place? Like, I don't know. Like, are you guys making, like, detailed posts, like, hey guys, so, like, I'm gonna graduate this year, and then I plan on going into this, and then, like, I want to get married at this age. It's like, you're like, oh, I have this, like, upcoming, like, creative idea project, like, just in my brain, like, I'm thinking of doing this. It's like, are you guys, do you not have, like, a journal? Do you not have, like, friends you could, like, talk to? Like, why would you even be, like, need to post that, like, to the point where it's like so many people are making posts about this? If there's one piece of big sister advice I would give you, it's to not let them know your next move. It's like, what is the next move that, like, you don't want people to know? And it's like, oh my god, like, if you tell them your next move, like, bad, like, oh my god, like, not everyone's your friend. It's like, they're gonna try to bring you down. It's like, they're gonna, what, not want you to, like, graduate college? Like, they're not gonna want you to, like, apply for, like, your next, like, job that has to do with your degree. I don't know, like, they're not gonna want you to, like, start your next fashion brand of, like, a hoodie with words on it. Oh my god, like, don't let them know, guys. That's like I'm sorry, I just, like, genuinely, can someone let me know? Like, I love, ironically, like, just when people, like, an IG create, like, I feel like IG create is, like, the new, like, that style of Facebook post. I mean, I guess it technically is, since they're both owned by Meta, whatever. But, like, that meme of, like, Facebook posts that are in, I don't even know what it's called, but, like, when it's the colorful words. Like, that's, like, IG create. And then, like, especially bros, when bros just, like, talk shit on there, like, it's so much tea. It's, like, you could have a journal, but, like, this is what you're doing instead. And, like, Then they delete it after like a couple hours. It's really like mood, and then they're like, don't let them know. It's like, what? Like, what's this imaginary beef people have in their heads? Like, I just honestly love making fun of people, so I don't know. Like, maybe you guys do have a lot of haters and like ops. Like, I'm sorry. Like, good luck to you. Don't let them know your next move. Like, please be safe out of here. But that's the thing too. Like, I just, at least right now, I feel like for the past couple weeks, I've also just felt very over a lot of like social media. It's not like I'm like, oh my god, guys, I want to delete my social media. I don't feel at that stage. Like, I just feel like there's so much unoriginal content, and I'm like, okay, then, like, let me not be a hater. Like, let me be productive about this in the sense of like, okay, then let me ask myself, what could I do to bring something unique to the platform, or like, what could I do that I would find it inspiring, you know? All I want to do is like look at meme slideshows on TikTok, like just like the specific tone some people have on like TikTok. POV, you do this, like everyone just does the same trends and like this has the same tone of voice and uses the same little catchphrases. And I guess that's just like, that's eternity. That is not just social media. Like, there have always been trends and people follow trends, but sometimes I'm just like scrolling on TikTok out of habit, or like on Instagram, and it's just like, bro, this is just annoying me. Do I feel a rebrand coming? Like, maybe. I don't know. Don't let them know your next move.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm just gonna go through like all the topics, because like I said, like, bro, I just feel like I've been doing so much personal thinking recently. Something else that's been annoying me, and just like that season two, the first two episodes, babe, like, it's even worse than the first season, just in terms of like, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Sex and the City new series, you know, where it takes place in present day. Samantha's not in it, but apparently she has like a scene in the second season of this new show. Bro, it's just, it's so overly woke and trying to be like overly like inclusive to the point that it's cringy and it just does not feel organic. It's like they have a list of all the like groups of people they need to include in this, and they're just trying to tick off every box, and it just feels so unnatural. And then they have like all these new side characters, and they're all like women of color or queer, and it's just like, that's like, I mean, that's fine to be inclusive obviously, but like, it just feels very unnatural, and it's like cringy. Like, it's like, we can tell you're doing this just so people don't give you hate for like, oh, why didn't you include this group of people? Why is this group not represented? You know, I feel like there's a way to do that without it being like so cringy. So anyway, these first two episodes have just been like horrible to watch. I'm still gonna watch it, but it just feels like I'm not even watching like the same show, because then I went back and watched the original Sex in the City series, and it's just like, you feel like you're watching almost different people. It just feels a lot more real and like relatable. I'm all for representation, obvi, but that show is just so annoying. I must still watch it. I just want to rewatch The Sopranos. Like, that's really what I've been craving, so we might have to do that. I want to end this episode on like a hopeful, encouraging note, because I feel like that's the Stella Rae way. I think one of the most important things to remember is that you are in control of your life. If you're the problem, you're also the solution. So much of how you feel on the inside determines your external experience. I do believe that, you know, as much as we're like, okay, let's not be delusional, law of attraction, but like, just because like those days were so specific, like, if you know, you know. But I say that in the sense of like, when you have confidence, when you believe in yourself, when you put yourself first in every way, when you invest in yourself, which can look like, you know, going to the gym, eating right, sleeping good, prioritizing yourself, you know, and this comes down to little moments too. If someone's like last minute, oh, can you do this for me? Can you come to this? Do you want to do this? Saying no. When you do those things, everything else falls into place. So I would especially encourage all the women out there, because I feel like we're so often taught to not put ourselves first, and like, oh, like, especially when it comes to relationships and, you know, even friendships, but whatever, it's like, oh, we're taught, like, kind of in a sneaky way, like, well, the best women, like, put other people first. Like, oh, that's a real woman putting other people first. But if you truly want to be happy and have people in your life that value you for you, the most important thing is putting yourself first. With that, I would say it's important to learn how to ride the waves, you know, of emotion and just of good times and of bad times, and knowing what helps you personally stay grounded or will help you feel more grounded, especially in times of stress, uncertainty, anxiety, which I feel like is so much of so much of life. But I feel like so much of your 20s, especially your, it's like you're kind of realizing like, oh shit, like life is real, like fuck, we're still here, we're just getting older, like, oh my god, it's a lot of stress, it's a lot of anxiety, it's a lot of uncertainty, it's just a lot of like, what the fuck, you know. They kind of warned me about this, but they didn't really warn me about this, you know. And so doing things like being out in nature, if you can touch, if you can be in water, if you can be in a forest, if you can like be in some sunlight, making your space just really nice. Like, I love having my candles, love taking a nice shower, like all these things, they really do help. All the like little, sometimes seems like bullshit, like self-care things, they really help. So having a couple that you know really work for you, like some people really like being in water more than other people, so like if that's you, like make sure you remind yourself of that when you're feeling like just off. The point isn't to feel good and, you know, optimistic and amazing all the time, but it's to know how to best support ourselves no matter what the situation is or no matter how we are feeling, and just letting yourself feel. And then I think also something that's just kind of like helped me is just kind of like romanticizing, you know, just like emotions. And like, I like my recent thing, you can bitch, I'm sure like everyone listening to this can relate. If I'm like upset about something or just feeling down, or like, you know, when you just feel like like just off, I'm just like recently feeling so much in my like, just like not even really messy, but just like feminine, like Eve Babbitt's, like Joan Didion, Lana Del Rey, like there's just a certain like, it's like a chic kind of like dark, like emotional, yeah, like very like feminine feeling. So I will just like put on like A&W and I'll just like cry. That literally sounds so unoriginal, but there's just like this specific vibe, and it's like I just really get in the mindset of like that, just almost like starving artist, like romanticize. Bro, I'm telling you, like this really helps. And I just like I love when my hair just like feels really long and like I'm just like crying. I'm like, this is like actually very chic. And like, I just imagine like what this would look like in a film. And it like kind of helps. Like, you're like, wait, like I'm kind of like living right now. Ew, this doesn't even, this is not like a unique train of thought, but I'm just telling you, like, it really helps. Like, you're not gonna hear this advice on the therapy IG pages, but like I'm letting you know the real truth now. You know, like the pics of Bella Hadid like crying, like it's like, hold on, let me like get into the character really quick. I just feel very like also in a Lana era. Like, that's like my recent thing, is like when I'm like going somewhere, like I'm taking the train or I'm like walking, and like pre-gaming, like I want to listen to Lana and like really get into like the element, because there's like different moods, you know. Isn't that what humanity and, you know, just being human is all about, is the range of emotion and the different experiences and the different sensations that we can feel in our physical body. If that's gonna help me get through some, you know, anxiety, then so be it. So it's kind of aesthetic, I just have to say. Anything can be aesthetic, like honestly, you just have to like believe in yourself and like have a history of being on Tumblr in the years 2012 to 2015. So that is truly all I have to talk about. Please let me know what you want me to talk more about, because sometimes my brain recently is just like, I have no ideas or thoughts. Thank you guys so much for all the support. I really appreciate it. And I just love our community and the fact that so many of you have watched me for so long. I feel like we really have like grown up together in so many different ways, like some of us in the vegan era, some of us in the 2015 era. So it's just really cool that we can still be, you know, kicking it together. Please pray for me in my camera situation, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.